Well, an amazing, historic final round of the Masters 2017, and we are here to talk all about it on GNN Live on the Golf News Net. I'm TJ Reeves. Man, Sergio Garcia finally has done it. It took a sudden-death playoff hole for him to win his first major in 74 tries, going all the way back to the decade of the 90s, 1999 to be exact. He's been playing in major championships that long. Well, Sergio finally has a green jacket by virtue of his win over Justin Rose in sudden death. It looked like it was going to be Rose's, or Rose by any other name. He had a two-shot lead late, but Garcia would not go away. Made a great eagle on 15. Held up as Rose made bogey on 17, and then eventually Sergio wins with a par on the 18th, actually with a birdie putt, as it turns out, on the 18th, to close the show. Just a great job by him at 37 years of age to win his first major championship. So we are ready to roll here this evening. Let me set the table. First of all, our coverage is presented by Popticals. Pop Out Sunglasses. They're our presenting sponsor. Find out more about them. Check out an ad about winning a free pair of Popticals golf sunglasses. They're outstanding. Go to the ad on golfnewsnet.com. Click through and sign up to win for free on that, and you'll be hearing more about Popticals a little bit later on in the show. Straight ahead, we'll hear from Grant Boone of the coverage from the Masters Live programming from CBSSports.com and the Masters.com app. Grant was on the call on Amen Corner, the famed 11th, 12th, and 13th holes at Augusta National all throughout the weekend on the internet, on the app, on DirecTV. We'll get his thoughts on Sergio's win, the drama in the playoff, the controversy on 13, as Grant was calling it, about whether Sergio's ball actually moved and there should have been a penalty assessed. Grant's got some insight and some thoughts into that. That is coming up straight ahead. A little bit later on in the hour, as I mentioned, you'll hear more about Popticals. Preston Porter will be here to talk a little Masters and tell you more about Popticals pop-out sunglasses, how you can get a hold of this great new product to help you, particularly if you're a golfer who has to use those sunglasses in the bright sunshine of the spring and the summer. Popticals ideal for that. They're our presenting sponsor, and Preston will be here to tell you more about them a little bit later on. And then the owner, the operator, the lead writer of Golf News Net, Ryan Ballingy, will be here to put this Sergio Garcia historic win into perspective. I look forward to talking with him about the drama of sudden death, how Sergio got it done, how Justin Rose didn't get it done. Nobody else really made a charge. There were some roars on the back nine on Sunday at Augusta, but it basically was for two guys down the stretch, Rose and Garcia, and in the end, Sergio did enough. So there you go. That's the show that we have for you on GNN Live. We get started right away here on the Golf News Net post-round coverage of the 2017 Masters. Well, we are back in, and Sergio Garcia is a major champion. Phenomenal finish to the 2017 Masters, and our privilege as part of GNN Live and our coverage on Golf News Net to bring in a guy who I enjoyed, and I think hundreds, if not thousands of you that are hearing this, enjoyed at some point this weekend as part of the live coverage, Masters Live, Amen Corner, Grant Boone, along with Billy Ray Brown, Davis Love, and a bunch of others coming your way on the Masters Live coverage on the app, on CBSSports.com, on DirecTV, wherever you saw these guys. And Grant is with us now. My friend, great work and great drama. How about Sergio Garcia? Let's lead with that. Amazing. He got it done. How and why?
Well, he really got it done. If I can, if I can make this about me for a minute, TJ, not about me, but the holes I was covering. You look at Amen Corner. You look what happened to Sergio there. He comes to 13 on Saturday, and he hits his second shot into the hazard. And I would say more often than not, the balls that were hit into the hazard all week would fall back into the water. Now, there certainly were a handful that did not, but Sergio's ball hung up on the bank, and he was able to not only avoid disaster, he got up and down for birdie. And that was a big part of the 70 that he shot, I believe, on Saturday. And so he takes a share of the lead into the final round. And then today, we've got him in our coverage, and he tugs his tee shot just a little bit. It comes to rest essentially in an azalea bush. And he has to take an unplayable lie, and he punches out with his third shot. He then gets up and down for par when Justin Rose had just piped his tee shot right down the middle and hit his second shot over the green, hit a wonderful putt up there. And Sergio actually had a par putt before Justin Rose had his birdie putt. Sergio made, Rose missed. Billy Ray Brown and I were talking about the fact that it felt a little bit like match play because no one else was making the run at those two. And incredibly, the hole was halved, whereas it looked all the world like it might be a four-shot deficit at that point. If Sergio had made bogey and Rose had made birdie, it would have been. Instead, it stayed at two. And I noticed that Sergio afterwards said that kind of gave him a little lift, you know, going to the 14th hole. He was able to birdie 14 and then the unbelievable eagle at 15. So it was an amazing week at Amen Corner for Billy Ray and me to witness everything that happened, including Jordan on Saturday and then all of the stuff that happened with Sergio, including, I don't know if you saw the concern that some of us had with Sergio trying to move some pine saw after he took
his
drop.
They did make mention of that, and a lot of fans became aware of that while the playoff was going on. But, you know, the technology is so good, and you know this, Grant, because you're sitting there on the call with high-def television and cameras. You could clearly see.
We were in 4K, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. You could clearly see the ball does not move. Let's avoid, you know, any viewer tips and rules infractions. They looked at it. They moved on. And I don't think you can overemphasize enough what you just said. He could easily have made six. He could have easily been four or five behind. And then it's a Justin Rose coronation. In that moment on 13, he saved the opportunity to win it later. I think that's very fair. I think that's very accurate.
Well, I mean, to me, you know, I tweeted this earlier. He went 4-5 on 13 over the weekend. He could have easily gone 6-7. And that's not to say that it couldn't, that the adversity couldn't have rallied him, you know, and he couldn't have still won. He certainly could have. But, you know, if he makes bogey there today or worse, you know, which he certainly could have had he not scrambled the way he did, then, you know, it's unlikely he would have won. I'll tell you this. When we were covering it, of course, live, that was the last group on the course, and our coverage ends, obviously, when the last group goes through 13th green. But when it first happened, anyone who was watching our coverage heard me say, did that ball move? It appeared to me, when it happened live, it appeared to me that the ball did move ever so slightly. Well, we went back and we showed it again, and you know, it's so difficult to discern. I'll put it this way. And I even said this back at 11 when he tugged his tee shot into the pine straw at the 11th hole. He did the same thing. He started moving pine needles. And I even commented that he's really, you know, he's really tempting fate here to begin moving pine needles. If it doesn't, you know how softly the balls sit on pine straw. It was really dangerous, in my opinion, for him to do that there at 11. And then sure enough, he goes and does it again at 13. It didn't to me, TJ, it didn't to me feel like that he was gaining enough of an advantage by moving the pine straw to risk what could have happened. If he'd have moved his ball, that's a two-stroke penalty. And now he's done. He's clearly and unequivocally done. He's not going to win. And instead, he, you know, it was deemed that he didn't move it, and I'm glad he didn't. And I'm glad there was no controversy. But boy, for that to happen right in the middle of our coverage, it was really it was such a wild moment. And you're coming 7 days after the LPGA suffered through that debacle with Lexi Thompson. With incorrectly replacing her ball after marking it. So I'm glad that Augusta National put it to bed as quickly as they did. And, you know, now we get to just enjoy the afterglow of what was a remarkable Masters.
No doubt. All right, so we move on to the drama and the ending where Rose cannot make the par putt on 17. We go to 18, and they both had birdie putts. And I'm fascinated by the back and forth. And of course, hindsight's always 20/20. I believe Justin Rose, they were both in fairly tight. I believe Rose was going to make his. To you, sitting and watching like the rest of us, did you believe that was going in for Justin Rose like I did?
I, I thought Rose would make, and then that would have set up just a gut-wrenching putt for Garcia. And when Rose missed, you know, I turned to one of my colleagues, Ned Michaels, who was doing the 15 and 16 hole coverage this week for CBS. And I said, 10 years ago, he had a putt at Carnoustie to win the Open Championship. And it was of similar length. And he put a great stroke on it then and missed. He put the stroke on it tonight that, you know, he said afterwards, that's a putt that's got to break left and just didn't. And then you're thinking, oh boy, you know, you don't want this to extend. I happen to be standing. Of course, our coverage had ended long ago. I'd gone up to the 18th with Ned Michaels and one of our production assistants, M.K. Rotenberry, and the three of us were standing there underneath the tower at 18, and I was standing right behind Rafa Cabrera Bello and his wife, and we got word. Of course, when you're up at 18, you don't see the tee shot. And so we see Rose and Garcia emerge up that hill at 18, and word begins to filter up that this is going to be Rose's third shot, and that was Sergio's second. So we're, but I'm not sure that those around 18 watching realized that Rose's putt was for par. I think most thought his was for birdie and Sergio's was for birdie. Well, when Rose missed his par putt, one of the members of Augusta National who was standing next to us turned to Rafa and said, congratulations. And Rafa said, no, don't congratulate me yet. This is not over. it's the way you don't jinx a pitcher with a no hitter, you know, because Rafa knew you crazy things happen and you don't want Sergio to lip out and have it run 4 feet past and then miss the comebacker and you go to a second playoff hole. But when Sergio made it, and I'm glad he made it, you don't want to, you'd much rather have that putt go in than a tap in, you know, from 3 inches. You know, that's the way you want it to be. And it was, do you remember, TJ, the visceral reaction of Tiger at 18 at Torrey Pines when he made the putt to force the playoff with Rocco?
Who can forget it?
Remember how almost, did you expect anything different, which was a great call from Dan Hicks? It was almost an involuntary type reaction. It was almost aerobic. It was just this, the veins were popping. And that's what you saw with Sergio tonight. It had been so long, and it wasn't that many years ago that Sergio, you know, in a post-round press conference said, I don't have what it takes to win a major. I can't win here. I don't have what it takes. And it was him just venting after another missed opportunity, and everyone knew he certainly did have the ability. And now with Sergio, you've got a guy who has this enormous weight lifted. It happens on Seve's birthday. And I tweeted this earlier. He was born 3 months before Seve won his first Masters. He played his first Masters when Olazabal won his second green jacket. And now on Seve's birthday, in his 19th appearance, he wins his first Masters. It was awesome. And it was a great ending to a phenomenal week.
That is all well said by Grant Boone, who does a great job throughout the golf season, calling golf all over the place. You see him on the Golf Channel. You also see him as part of Masters Live. He'll be doing some more stuff with CBS's coverage of different events and tournaments on DirecTV and when the PGA Championship comes around, etc. Grant joining us here on GNN Live on the Golf News Net. Our coverage presented by Popticals, pop-out sunglasses. You can pack small and live big with Popticals and find out more about how to win a free pair of Popticals. Just check out the ad that's on Golf News Net right now with that. Before I let you go, because you're a great historian, as you've just alluded to several times in our conversation, put this in perspective. It is the first major win for Sergio in 74 tries. Justin Rose, I know it's radio, this close to his second major, this close to immortality with a green jacket, doesn't get it done. We had some great drama at the end here, did we not? Put a ribbon on it for me real quick.
Well, this is a Masters that it's going to be remembered for a lot of things. First and foremost, the absence of Arnold Palmer. It's going to be remembered for the heavy winds that blew on Thursday and Friday that sent scores soaring with an average score of 75. It's going to be remembered, quite frankly, for Jordan Spieth and his misadventures on Thursday with the nine that he made on the 15th. And then today, on a day he began two shots off the lead, and so many were expecting him to make a run. He didn't. He went backwards. And now I think has a couple of years worth of scar tissue potentially to offset the Masters victory in 2015. And you get on Seve Ballesteros' birthday, the Spaniard who had come so close so many times, finally breaking through to win a Masters. And I think it is kind of fitting on a week where the wind blew so much, El Nino gets his first major.
It's well said. Grant Boone, thank you. Keep up the great work. I appreciate you being available just after the Masters has concluded. Great stuff from you and your colleagues on Masters Live. I always love it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, TJ.
And it is time to tell you more about our presenting sponsor. That is Popticals and our friends with pop-out sunglasses at Popticals. They say pack small, live big at Popticals, and Preston Porter is here, who is the social media and PR manager for Popticals. Great to have you. It's an exciting time for golf fans as we've got the Masters going on this weekend. How are you, and are you as enthused as we all are watching the golf unfold right now at Augusta with the Masters?
Absolutely, TJ. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me. I mean, this is the Masters. It's the first major event of the year. Everybody on planet Earth knows about it. Everybody's watching it. And we really love all the coverage and everything you're doing over at golfnewsnet.com surrounding the Masters.
Well, we are excited to be partnered up with it. And we're going to talk in a second about a contest that you have to give away. But if they are golfers and they are listening to us, Popticals has a line of golf pop-out sunglasses that they're going to want to know more about, including the Nidef golf sunglasses that are going to enhance their game. Let's talk a little bit about your product and why, if they are a golfer, they're going to be so interested in this. Tell me more here, Preston.
Sure. So Popticals, let's go over what pop-out sunglasses are. That's usually the first question we get. So typically, when you have sunglasses, they get scratched, they get damaged, because there's no place to put wraparound sunglasses when you're not using them. People keep them on their head, tuck them in their shirt, cup holder, everywhere. They get scratched and damaged. What we have developed is a patented system that has a rail system built right into the frame that allows the curved geometry of a wraparound design to fold into itself, slide together, come back down to a really small size, hence pack small, live big, and that goes in a little hard shell case you can put in your pocket, clip onto your belt, clip right onto your golf bag, and all of a sudden the big clunky glasses that you need and don't need are right there with you.
How about that?
So that's the pop out sunglasses part. And getting back to what you said, we've just partnered with Carl Zeiss Vision, who is a giant in the world of optics. They make scopes, camera lenses. The first pictures on the moon were taken with Zeiss lenses. So excellent company. We were lucky enough to partner with them to do a Nidef golf lens. So Nidef is actually made out of nylon as opposed to polycarbonate. And what that does is, first, when you pick them up, they're about 16 to 20% lighter than polycarbonate lenses. So super comfortable on your face, light as a feather. But the game changer of having nylon instead of polycarbonate is they're significantly clearer than polycarbonate. They really have, you'll be able to see every single detail of every single part of the course. And what separates them from our regular Nidef lenses is, again, working with Carl Zeiss Vision, we developed a purple and a violet tint. And basically that desaturates green as you're looking at the course. Because when your eye is looking at any part of a golf course, your eye is basically overloaded with green light, and you have some trouble differentiating between the different, you know, curves, undulations, all that kind of stuff. So what the tint of the Nidef golf lenses do is actually desaturates the color and enhances the contrast. So it really ups your game in being able to see all different parts of the course and any details that you otherwise might miss with another pair of sunglasses.
Well said on that. Of course, I was thinking to myself, and for a lot of other people, we often hope that we see a lot of the green of the fairway and the green. A lot of times, though, we're in the sand, Preston, that's a different color, or we're in the woods, or we're in the water. I want to be seeing more of the green, the fairway and the green, and have popticals and the NIDEF golf technology helping us out. So this is the neat part of what we're doing on golfnewsnet.com. The fans that are listening to us have a chance to not just get a discount here, they have a chance to win a free pair of one of these simply by clicking on the banner ad that is on the site on golfnewsnet.com. They can click through and find out how to win. It's not going to take very long for them to register. There is no obligation other than just entering with their name and their email address. And somebody's going to win an awesome pair of NIDEF golf popticals just by listening to us and seeing the ads on golfnewsnet.com. Did I get all that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, it's a huge value. I mean, these are a great pair of premium sunglasses that blow a lot of other sunglasses right out of the water. If I didn't have a pair myself, I'd be kind of jealous.
I love that. I'm looking over here. The suggested retail is between, depending on which brand, $169, $189 pair of popticals that are fantastic. You're going to get a chance to win them for free. So again, find that ad, the digital ad for popticals, on golfnewsnet.com. And of course, if they're hearing us and they're interested, obviously, in purchasing this either through your site, through retail, we encourage them to go to popticals.com to find more about the variety of styles and lenses and where they're offered and how they can find out more. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can go over to popticals.com, browse some of our styles. The NIDEF golf lenses come in five different styles, so kind of get the style that fits your face shape. Learn a little bit more about the lens technology and what makes NIDEF golf lenses so special.
Love that. Again, Preston Porter has been with us. He is the social media PR manager for Popticals. You know, Sunday night, somebody's going to put on a green jacket at Augusta as the champion at the Masters. You want them seeing, though, all different types of shades and hues better on the golf course with Popticals, am I right? And they've got a chance to win one for free just by listening to us. This is fantastic.
That's right. Go over to golfnewsnet.com, look for the Popticals ad, click on it, and enter to win, because somebody's going to win the Masters, but somebody's going to win these Popticals too.
That's well said, sir. Enjoy the golf this weekend, and we are thrilled to have Popticals as a presenting sponsor as part of Golf News Net's coverage right now of everything going on in golf, including the Masters this weekend. Preston, great job. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, as promised, man, oh man, Ryan Ballingy, drama everywhere for about the last, 2 hours of the Masters coming down the stretch to Augusta. Really a two-horse race between Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia, back and forth, tied, then Rose up one, then tied going to the 18th, both with birdie putts on the 18th, and it still took sudden death before Sergio Garcia, as I like to say, kicks the door in and wins his first green jacket. Those are my thoughts as we come back in on GNN Live. Here is the owner, the operator, the lead writer of Golf News Net, Ryan Ballingy. Wow. Wow.
That was pretty great, wasn't it? And pretty awesome that Sergio Garcia is finally a major champion. I mean, it's come full circle on Sergio Garcia. I mean, imagine the wonder that we felt 1999 when he almost got Tiger at Medina, and then it kind of went the opposite way with how many different times he regripped the club and everything that happened at Bethpage and Ryder Cups and spitting in the cup and all that, and saying he couldn't win, and now he's won. He did it. He's the champion. He's the Masters champion, which is unbelievable that at 37 years old, in his 19th Masters appearance, he's the winner. He's the champion. That's so cool. I love that story.
This story had about three different swerves because it looked like Garcia was up three. Let us not forget, leaving the sixth hole, he's up by three. Then he's on the back nine down by two. Justin Rose had basically gone into match play mode. Maybe Matt Kuchar, maybe Charles Schwartzel could catch them, but it was basically match play mode between these two down the stretch. And then Sergio hit a fantastic approach on 15, made eagle, and briefly got the thing tied. That was a tremendous moment. Give me your thoughts on that in the swerves and the emotional swings.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. I mean, you kind of figured with, what, five holes to go, okay, Garcia's going to screw up, and that's just how it's going to be. And we're going to have Justin Rose, and he's going to be a two-time major champion, and all of these things are going to happen just as they always do with Sergio Garcia. And for that eagle in 15 was incredible. I mean, that's going to go down in Masters memory to get that just one extra half revolution to go in the cup. And then on 16, I thought, okay, well, they're both tight. Now it's game on, and Sergio hits a disappointing putt. Rose birdies to take the lead, and then somehow Rose bogeys 17 to open the door. And again, in the playoff, you just figured, okay, this is where Rose gets him. This is where Rose stops kind of fidgeting and doesn't make a mistake. And it was the total opposite. It was like opposite day at Augusta National. Everything that was supposed to not work for Sergio Garcia worked, and he won, and that's great.
There are so many moments here that you can point back to, but obviously the most dramatic before the sudden death playoff, the most dramatic is both players in fairly tight with birdie putts. Rose went first. This is easy in hindsight. I believe that was going in. Did you believe it was going in for him to put the pressure on Garcia, who was closer?
I'm not really. I mean, I you just kind of had that. I mean, you've seen that movie enough times in the Masters where you see guys who have a good opportunity to make that putt. The only time I've ever seen both guys nail that putt is in 2013 when Cabrera and Scott did it. Otherwise, it usually is a little disappointing when you come down to two guys who are both kind of nervous. And so, I mean, you figure, okay, playoff is realistic. That's fine. But again, Sergio's going to lose because he always loses. and he didn't lose. He didn't lose. That's the coolest thing. I'm just awestruck that this actually happened. I mean, just think about all the things in sports that have happened in the last 2 years, less than 2 years.
Yep.
All the crazy stuff that has happened in sports. And here we are. Sergio Garcia is a major champion. Fits in with the whole motif of what is happening in sports lately.
Very true. Where Cleveland ended their 50-plus year drought with the Cavaliers winning a title. The Cubs ended a 108-year drought for the World Series. They'll raise a banner on Monday night. The Patriots came back from being down by 28 points in the Super Bowl to win. And now we see in an individual sport Sergio Garcia do something that he had not been able to do in 73 previous U.S. major championships, worldwide major championships. Gets it done. Wins the Masters in a sudden death playoff. You're hearing Ryan Ballingy from Golf Newsnet. I'm TJ Reeves. It's GNN Live. We're in the recap mode. Okay, so again, this is not hindsight. I really believed that he was going, Sergio, to miss that putt on 18. That's been in his DNA. He's never been able in these situations to make that putt. So he doesn't make the putt in regulation. So in the end, it's now sudden death. Give me a little analysis. How did he get it back together, Sergio, to hit a great tee ball, a really good shot from the fairway, and put himself in position to win the green jacket in sudden death?
I think he must have smelled blood. I mean, when Rose went first and he hit the tree to the right, and you kind of figured, you know that hole well enough, you've played there long enough, if you're Sergio Garcia, to know that's trouble. There's either in the woods, which is deep trouble, or it kind of came back toward the fairway on the pine straw, but still you have to deal with the tree, you got to hit it low. You really don't have much of a chance to get up there, and if you do, you're running so fast, you might go to the back of the green and fighting a bogey. So from there, he attacks, and he did exactly what he's supposed to do. He had an aggressive drive up the right side, opened up the left side where the hole was. It's a great, great second shot, all things considered. He knows his man's in trouble, and he kind of sees the resignation probably in Rose, you know, letting Garcia go up first, as you would do if you were already the winner, kind of the decided champion, and with nothing to lose other than you just need to two-putt, coax it down there. I mean, the putt's going to get to the hole. It's really fast. He makes it, and the reaction was awesome from him and his fiance Angela Akins, and this is going to be a really pretty awesome celebration as far as major goes. I can't wait to see what happens tonight and tomorrow, because this may not be a big story in American golf, but for golf hardcore fans who have watched this guy for 20 years finally break through, this is a big moment.
And as we're saying, he does it on what would have been the 60th birthday of Seve Ballesteros, the great major champion, the great champion of the Masters, one of his mentors. I thought it was really neat. Quick comment from you. Augusta National embraced Garcia when he made that eagle on 15, when he hit that tee ball on 16, when he made that putt to clinch it, all those shots of the crowd around 18 in sudden death. They were roaring for him. And that comes full circle, because that hasn't always been the case where he's necessarily gotten applause and approval from a U.S. gallery. At Augusta, they definitely were giving love to Sergio Garcia. That was neat to watch, I thought. Your thought?
It was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome. I mean, like I said, coming full circle, he had been kind of the villain, maybe in his 20s, really. In his 30s, he kind of became the sourpuss, kind of a different guy. And in the last really 18, 24 months, he's become not resigned, but happy with where he is. He kind of wasn't going to let not winning a major championship drag him down anymore. And he's pretty happy being Sergio Garcia. And I think a lot of major champions will tell you that being okay with yourself, being okay with the moment, win or lose, or being okay with winning, is the most important part of major championship success. And Sergio Garcia is finally okay with winning, and it showed. It showed he was ready. It showed on 15. It showed when he came back after 16. It showed on 18 in regulation. It showed in the playoff. He's ready to win, and he did it. And he's a fan favorite at 37 years old. It took this long to get it back, but I think he'll have himself a great time for the next 12, 13, 14 years, however long he decides to keep playing the Masters. But he's going to have himself a lot of fun playing the Masters, yeah. And I think the crowds will love him more and more every year.
That's one of the great perks of this. Again, the voice of Ryan Ballingy, TJ Reeves with you. It is our GNN live coverage. It's presented by Popticals, pop-out sunglasses. You've got a free opportunity to win a great pair of golf Popticals, pop-out sunglasses. Check out the ad that is on Golf News Net for the free plug. One final summation from you, sir, on the 2017 Masters. Justin Rose, oh so close to his first green jacket. Let us not forget that Charlie Hoffman led this tournament through the first 36 holes, played amazing golf, really didn't factor in at the end. Ricky Fowler tried to challenge. Matt Kuchar, a late hole in one, giving the ball to a kid, autographed it and gave it to a kid afterwards. We had a lot of memorable moments in this Masters, real quick, Ryan, did we not?
We had a great tournament, but we had a great Sunday. And for everything that was shocking and so fascinating about last year, this was on the good side of shocking and interesting and compelling. And this is probably going to be one of the all-time great ones. I mean, we've had a lot of them lately, but this is one of those great ones that people aren't going to forget very soon.
Yeah, it never fails to disappoint on the back nine with drama and with excitement. And now Sergio Garcia, say it. Masters champion Sergio Garcia has won a major and has gotten it done on April the 9th, 2017. Amazing how he was able to pull through at the very end. Ryan, thanks. Great stuff as always on GNN Live. Keep up the great work, sir.
Thanks, TJ.
There he goes, Ryan Ballingy. Keep up with the great work that he has on golfnewsnet.com. We want to thank our presenting sponsor, Popticals, pop-out sunglasses. Take advantage of the free chance to win a great pair of Popticals, pop-out sunglasses for your golfing this coming spring and summer. There is no obligation. Just sign up and try to win. Find the ad on GNN on Golf News Net. And again, we thank them for being part of our coverage. Sergio Garcia finally does it. Incredible finish to the 2017 Masters, a sudden death playoff yet again. We've seen the likes in recent years of Adam Scott and Bubba Watson and on down the list that have been able, Angel Cabrera and Mike Weir and Tiger Woods, that have pulled this thing out dramatically in a playoff. Now Sergio has a green jacket as a major championship for the first time as he defeats Justin Rose and captures the 2017 Masters. That'll do it for Grant Boone, for Ryan Ballingy, for Preston Porter of Popticals. I'm TJ Reeves. Thanks for being with us, and spread the word on GNN Live. Covering the Masters and GolfNewsNet.com. Bye.